Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. Roll call. Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes, it is.
And who's the other caller?
Shirley Lewis.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Dot.
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie, okay. How you doing?
All right, you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What? Everybody coming in fast. Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot, you got Kira with you?
Not in here yet.
Is Kira with you? You said not in yet. Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Okay, Mom, you want to pick up reading in Exodus 8 for me, please?
Yes. Exodus chapter 8, starting at the 25th verse. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, "Go ye sacrifice to your God in the land." And Moses said, "It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord God. How shall we sacrifice an abomination of the Egyptian before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he shall command us." And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me." And Moses said, "Behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully anymore, and not let the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servant, and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also. Neither would he let the people go. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. That was a reading out of Exodus 8:25 to the end. And we didn't have any new callers to join in, and I will do a roll call, and if I miss you, I do apologize, but just state your name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Okay, I have Auntie Janet.
Yes.
I have Sister Shirley.
Yes.
I have Mom.
Yes.
Daddy.
There you go.
Amen. Auntie Dot.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
And Auntie Betty.
Yes.
And myself. Anyone else on the line that I need to recognize?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Okay, got it. I don't know how to skip your name. There we go. Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight, we will be focusing on Noah's Ark, and the reading is in Genesis 6 and 8. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to thank you for this prayer line, for we know that it would not be possible if it wasn't for you. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for patience. We thank you for love. And most of all, we thank you for your wonderful words. Father God, we ask that you give us the ears to hear your wonderful words being shared tonight. And help us to be doers of your word. We thank you for the guidance, and we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service and send them back to the pits of hell from whence they come. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. And we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes, announced.
Okay, we're going to go right into our program, and the lesson is on Noah's Ark, and the reading is Genesis 6 and 8. And the descendants of Adam and Eve had become evil and wicked, and God was sorry he had ever created mankind. He decided the only thing to do was destroy them all and start over. But there was one man, Noah, who was obedient to God and found God's favor.
God told Noah to build a big boat called an ark. And he told Noah exactly how to do it. The ark was to be 450 feet, 137 meters long, 75 feet, 23 meters wide, and 45 feet, 14 meters high. It was to have three decks, be divided into rooms, and have a door in the side. Noah was to find one male and one female of every kind of animal and take them into the ark. He also had to take food for all of those animals. It took Noah 120 years to build the ark and find all the animals to put in it. But Noah obeyed God and did just as he was told.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes. The Great Flood. Noah was 600 years old by the time everything was ready. God told Noah to go into the ark with his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Jasper, and their wives. Then it started to rain. It rained without stopping for 40 days and nights. The water got so deep that even the mountain was covered. Every living creature on earth died in the flood. But the ark floated on the top of the flood water, and the people and the animals in the ark were saved. Eventually, the water started to go down again, and the ark came to rest in the mountain of Ararat. After being on the ark about 11 months, Noah sent out a dove to see if it would find land, but it found no place to rest and returned to the ark. 7 days later, Noah sent the dove out again. This time it flew back carrying an olive leaf, and Noah knew it had found land. After a full year on the ark, God said to Noah,
"Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your son and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the bird, the animal, and all the creatures that move along the ground. So they came, multiplied on the earth, and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot and Auntie Betty. And I'll do Angela part. Unfortunately, Angela is not with us. She's out of town. So I'll go ahead and pick up her reading, and it's under the topic of God Makes a Promise to Noah. After leaving the ark, Noah built an altar and worshiped God. God was pleased with Noah, and he promised never again to destroy the earth with a flood. Then God placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of that promise. The descendants of Noah and his son filled the whole earth with people again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Except for Noah and his family, all the people of the world were going about their evil and wicked ways. The earth was filled with violence. Mankind had lost sight of God and the way he wanted them to live, together in harmony. God rewarded Noah for his righteousness, but he decided that there was no choice but to destroy the wicked people of the earth. Similarly, those of us who love God and obey his commandment will be rewarded with eternal life. But God will not let that life be corrupt by evil people. Those people who have shown themselves to be evil will be destroyed in hell. Jesus said, his second coming will be very similar to the Great Flood, referring to himself as Son of Man, as he often did. Jesus said,
"When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time nor in his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the fields. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. So be prepared. because you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet and Sister Cheryl Lee. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're down. We have reached the question part of it, and I will do the question, and Auntie Carrie will answer. Did the Great Flood really happen, or is it just a story with a lesson?
There are many ancient stories of the flood that are remarkably similar to the story of Noah and the ark, as told in Genesis. The name of the places are different, but the story are similar. They are two different opinions, but many people believe all these stories are based on some event actually happened, did happen sometime in a distant past.
What became of Noah's Ark?
I thought I was going to do that.
Mom, you're doing the italic. I'm doing the questioning.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going there? Okay. You going to do
it? You
did
it.
What became of Noah's Ark?
The mountain of Arab, where the Ark came to a rest, are in the region of eastern Turkey, Southern American and West Ireland at 16,946 feet. Mount Arab in eastern Turkey is the tallest of Israel. Some people think Noah's Ark landed there. A number of explorers have gone up this huge mountain looking for the remainder of the Ark, but they have not found anything definite.
Auntie Betty, why is everything in the Bible story of Noah repeated twice?
Bible scholars believe the book of Genesis was made up of several different ancient versions of its story. Two main versions are called Priestly and Yahweh account. These two versions can be easily spotted in the original Hebrew because of the different names used for God and a different style of writing. These differences are lost when the story is translated into English. The two stories are very obvious in the story of Noah, where they are woven together and almost every detail is told twice. Sometimes they are different between the two accounts, as in Genesis 6 and 9, Genesis 7 and 2. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, Mom, and Auntie Betty. Thank you for the readings on that. Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are extending upon us. We ask that you continue to heal Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, the Moody family, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tipman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Malachi, Tony, DeMarcus Sedaria, Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Jerry, Terry, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Well family, Brian, Angela Burns, Michael and Denise Moody, LaTanya, the Norris family, Aveline, Janet Williams, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, this takes us right into our birthdays. birthdays we will be honored is for the week of the 26th through November 1st. So any birthdays we need to recognize at that time.
Aunt Betty, the 1st of November.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, any
Janet,
other birthdays we need to recognize?
Janet Rodriguez, my granddaughter, the 27th, Monday.
The 27th, amen. Okay,
Taurus,
any others?
The 30th. Taurus.
Taurus? Tori?
Yes, 30th.
Okay, the 30th?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Any others? Okay, we have Auntie Betty, Janet Rodriguez, and Tori. Birthdays for the week of the 26th through the 1st. And Daddy Varner has the honor of singing the birthday song for us today. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to all of you. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. All right. Thank you for that singing, Daddy.
Amen.
Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where you share what's on your heart. So, first of all, I would like to step back and ask Sister Shirley, how did things go for you on Thursday?
Thank you very well. Thursday and Friday, I was kind of out of it, but Saturday, I come around, and today I was feeling wonderful. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. Thank you for that report. Thank you. Okay, and then next I want to step back to the vacation people. How was your vacation, Auntie Dot and Carrie?
It was great. Great. Need another one.
So tell us, where were you?
Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach.
Uh-huh.
Right on the water.
Hey, wow. Man. The weather was nice.
Yes, it was.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you for that sharing of the vacationers. And now we're going to go down the list and share what's on your heart. And let me get my list together here. Oh, I do apologize here. I lost my list, but I know who's online. Auntie Carrie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I just want to thank God for letting us have a vacation, a safe trip there and back, and enjoying ourselves. So we just want to thank God for all of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, here we go. Amen. Thank you for sharing that information. All right. Auntie Janet, any information, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from my devotional. The background scripture is, let no one despise your youth, but be an example of evil in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's 1 Timothy 4:12. The title of this reading is, Which One Are You? Although thermostats and thermometers are close in spelling, there's a world of difference between them. A thermometer tells you the temperature, whether it is cold or hot. but it does nothing about the situation. It identifies. Many people are like that. This is the thermometer. They readily say the church is unfriendly, the time is unreceptive, and the nation is sinful. They describe the atmosphere of a person, place, or institution as being cold or hot, but they do little to change the situation. Fortunately, other people are like the thermostat. When a thermostat senses a room is cold, it quickly and quietly starts the machinery necessary to bring the cold room to an acceptable temperature. If a room is hot, the thermostat cues the system that cools the room. If you don't like a situation that you're facing today, whether at home, at work, in your community, or at your church, choose to be a thermostat instead of just a thermometer. Make a difference that can warm things up or cool things off for the comfort of everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, Auntie Dot, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Daddy, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I think I did.
Come on.
Okay. First, I want to thank God and Jesus for me being here today.
Amen.
But in the meantime, I got through a lot of pain in my feet. I had about 3 or 4 surgeries done on my feet. And went to the hospital. From the hospital to the nursing home, nursing home to the hospital in Opelika, and the way I got it, amputated my leg. But in the meantime, it got so bad I couldn't even walk on the walker. The doctor said, well, gangrene. And my sister said, don't let it get in your bloodstream. Not going to wait until that day to call them know I want to get rid of it. So, God bless me to not have, at least I hadn't had any more pain, but I really had some pain. I had my other half a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the main thing, God allowed my wife to be right there with me at all times.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, home from the hospital. Amen.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Amen. God allowed me to see things that I ain't seen. You know, as you go to the hospital, they can see a lot that you take for granted. And I see people can hardly walk, can't talk, no arm, no feet. But he let me see all of that. Then he allowed me to come back home. Out of 2 months, I got on the way from home. But 2 months, and a little over 2 months. And so we're back home now, me and my wife. And the funny part, I was telling my daughter,
yeah,
I'm back home. In the bed with my wife again. But I couldn't feel like we do that being injured. We got a big old king size bed. it was a blessing that he allowed us to continue to be together.
Oh yeah.
So I would amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you for that one, sharing with us, Daddy. Auntie Marie, are you ready, or we're still passing?
I'm not ready.
Okay, all right. We still got you in our prayers.
Thank
Amen.
You. We'll be
Amen.
Back for you.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Praise God. Let's see. That's going to take me right into Sister Shirley. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
God is a good God, and he is faithful to do just what he said. He didn't say he would move our mountains, but he said he would be with us and give us the strength to go around. Amen.
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 Amen. God is good. God is good. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Let's see. That's take me right into Mom. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm reading something out of the Daily Bread.
Amen.
All together, and it's Psalm 98, 1 through 9. Shout for joyful to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing, praise. Psalm 98, 4. For years, my wife, Kiana, and my Bengal had an uncomfortable and infrequent relationship. Then after Janet brought me a new guitar for my birthday, she expressed an interest in learning to play my old guitar. She is a very capable musician. And soon we were together playing songs of praise on our guitar. I like to think that a new kind of praise connected has filled our home. When the psalmist was inspired to write a worship in God, he began with this exhortation: shout for joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice, sing praises. He called for us to sing to the Lord with instruments such as harp and trumpet and horn. He commanded all of the earth to shout joyfully to the Lord. In this mighty orchestra of praise, the rolling sea is to roll with exultation. The river are to clap their hands, and the hills are to sing out in joy. All the human race and creation are together, called to praise the Lord in a new song of praise, for he has done marvelous things. Today, let your heart connect with others and God's creation in singing songs of praise to the mighty Creator. And let us celebrate together. Light our voice with one accord. Sing of God, grace and mercy, and the goodness of the Lord. God can use ordinary instruments to produce a concert of praise. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Let's see, Auntie Betty, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read out of the Worker, the subject, A Witness for Christ by Margaret Cade.
You said a
Can
witness?
Can we find time, O Christian, in the busy life we lead to be a witness for our Savior? And so those precious seeds. He says, it is well with my soul, and that is a beautiful hymn. But for many souls, it is not well. Are we concerned about them? We need to witness to the Lord. The harvest truly is great. When a soul dies without Christ, for that person, it's too late. God wants us to tell others about salvation full and free. So who will go and win them? It is a privilege for you and me. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, that completes the round table, and that put us into our closing response reading. But before I go into that, I would just want to say that next week will be an open session. So everyone come prepared to share God's good news, and then we'll just follow from there. So the response reading is Auntie Janet and Sister Shirley.
Okay. This, then, is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Is there anything anyone else wants to share before I do the conclusion?
Well, I just want to say that our son came and made a ramp for us to get in and out of the house. So that was a
All right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And once again, we would like to thank God for this prayer line, for a family coming together to give God praise and to honor his name. Amen?
Amen.
This week, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. Remember, this is Dad's favorite, remember to keep the devil at bay. When 1 foot touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you and so do I. May God bless you all and have a blessed week. Good night, everyone. We love you. Next week is an open session. Love you all.
Good night. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Good evening. Good evening. Hubert? I don't know who that was.
Amen, amen, amen. I would like to leave this with you for the week. It goes on to say, run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up your eyes and seek his face. Christ is the path and Christ is the prize. Have a blessed week. We love you, the Nellums family.